Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
A Happy New Year to you. Let me take this opportunity to thank you for following these broadcasts throughout the past year and more, and for your listening in to this, the first broadcast of the Word of Grace in 2026. Thank you to all of you who contribute to this ministry by your prayers and your financial giving. May the Lord bless you as we move forward in faith in these early days of this new month and new year. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, and together with our supporters, I welcome you to this programme on CJMQ Radio. Psalm 147 begins, "Praise the Lord. It is good to sing praises to our God. It is pleasant and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground." Amen. Let us turn to God with praise and prayer. Let us pray. O God, our Creator and the giver of all good gifts, we come before you with hearts overflowing with praise and adoration at this holy Christmas season and the beginning of this new year. We stand amazed at your profound love, revealed in the birth of Jesus, the Word made flesh, who came to dwell among us and bring light to our darkness, just as you promised. Your purposes are beyond our comprehension, your majesty incomparable, your love beyond imagination, your presence always with us. We praise you for your creation, for your transforming grace, and your abiding, steadfast love. We thank you for the miracle of the Incarnation, for sending your Son, your very self, Emmanuel, God with us, to bring hope and instruction and salvation to a world in need. We adore the name of Jesus as the one that bears the light of the world, the way, the gate, who guides, protects us, and offers of eternal life. As we reflect on John's Gospel, we give thanks that the Word who was with you and was God became flesh and lived among us, full of grace and truth. May the light of his presence shine brightly in our lives, driving out all shadows, as we seek to live in harmony and welcome one another, as Christ welcomed us to your glory. Loving God, we confess our sins against you and one another, and pray that you will fill us with your light, so that we may live our lives as true disciples in your name, without counting the cost. In the name of Christ, the one who showed us the way. God's light is present in this world, present in the Christ child, born to lead us out of darkness, present in the star, in all that guides us to love. God's light is in the world, and the darkness did not overcome it. God's grace is in the world, and our missteps will not overcome it. In Jesus Christ, we are loved. We are forgiven. Alleluia. Amen. Reading from John's Gospel, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all humankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light, he came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." Amen. Thanks be to God.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary.
So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him, the King of kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. To bring him, Lord, the babe, the son of Mary.
A boy wanted to be Joseph in the Sunday school Christmas pageant. He was cast as the landlord and objected loudly, but to no avail. When the pageant was presented, Mary and Joseph knocked at the door of the inn and asked him if he had a room for them. And the boy smiled and said, "Yes, sure, lots of room, come on in." He rewrote the Christmas story to make sure that he got a bigger part than he would have otherwise have done so. Over the Christmas period, if you've been around the churches or indeed listening to this broadcast, you will have heard the Nativity stories. Perhaps you went to a service of lessons and carols, and they're often my favourite services. And we gather up all of these stories into some kind of narrative. Now, I know that at the Sunday school pageant, the Magi and the shepherds and the angels and the stars and the Holy Family all end up on stage all together at the same time at the end. But that's not actually how the story works. The stories don't fit neatly together to form a continuous narrative. The story was rewritten to give a bigger answer to a bigger question than the one that had gone before. The Gospels rewrite the Nativity stories to answer a single question: who is Jesus? They rewrite the Nativity to give a bigger and better and fuller answer to the question, who is Jesus? The first of the Gospels written was Mark's Gospel. And you know that in Mark's Gospel there are no nativity stories. Mark begins with the story of Jesus being baptized by John. To Mark, Jesus' baptism, when a voice came from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son," that was the moment that pointed to the origin of Jesus as an unprecedented fusion of humanity and deity. And perhaps a few years after Mark's Gospels was written, the next two Gospels were written, Matthew and Luke. and they borrowed from Mark and their own sources and expanded the stories, because by this time people were asking, surely he was both divine and human before his baptism. And so Matthew and Luke reach back beyond the baptism to Bethlehem, to the miraculous birth of the heaven-born King. Emmanuel, God with us to save us. But then the church was asking, is it really possible that he didn't exist and had no part in God's creative and redemptive work until just a century before, when born in Bethlehem? And increasingly the answer was no, as they reflected upon the life, death and resurrection of Jesus. And John's gospel was written later than the others and goes back even further to explain who Jesus was. He goes behind the baptism. He goes behind Bethlehem. He goes to the beginning. And so we get the start of John's gospel. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all humankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. When the question is asked, what is God like? We're often fond of describing God in terms that are different from who we are. We are finite. God is infinite. We are weak. God is all-powerful. We are fickle. God is unchanging. We know a little. God is all-knowing. And of course, there is truth in such statements, but they're not the starting point for a Christian understanding of God. Instead, we start with what we can know of God made human in Jesus. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the Father's one and only Son. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made his known. Our understanding of God in Christian faith begins with a human life, lived with the same human limitations that the rest of us face. When we want to talk about the power of God, we don't see a power that's able to end all violence and hostility at the click of a finger, but a power that's able to keep on loving, even when suffering the worst of that violence and hostility. We don't see a power that's able to magically eliminate hatred and torture, but which is able to absorb its evil and transform even the most horrendous suffering, even death on a cross, into the source of hope and rescue and deliverance for all who suffer under the weight of the sin of the world. Now, we could go through all the pictures of God's bigness and totally unlike usness, but I hope you get the picture. It is God's one-of-a-kind Son, Jesus, with all his human limitations, who has made God known to us. And our understanding of God begins with what we see and know in Jesus. God became one with us, so that we might become one with God. In Jesus, we've not only seen what God is, but what we can become. We've seen human life lived to the full. We've seen the destiny for which we're created. Human life lived to the glory of God, full of grace and truth. This is the great reconciliation of which the gospel speaks. This is the reconciliation of earth and heaven, of spirit and of flesh. He who was rich became poor, that we who are poor might become rich. Amen. We turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. We give you thanks and praise, O God, for you have freely bestowed your glorious grace on us. In the beginning, you brought all things into being through the Word who was with you and destined us for adoption as your children, making known the mysteries of your will through the law and the prophets. In Jesus, your Word became flesh among us, that the fullness of your grace and truth might enlighten the world. Though he came to what was his own people did not accept him, but crucified him. You redeemed him from the strong hands of death and turned our grieving into joy. So now, as those who you have marked with your Holy Spirit, we live for the praise of your glory. God of all people and places, the year just ending has held sorrows for so many in our community and around the world. We remember dear ones who have died and pray for those who look ahead in loneliness or sadness. Pray for those who face challenges in health, in their families or at work. Support each one who needs you close by. In compassion, our hearts kneel before you, Lord. Receive our humble prayers. God of light and love, as we face the year ahead, so much around us is still uncertain. We seek your strength and guidance in each challenge we will face. Draw near to each one who must confront illness and loss, economic hardship or changing circumstances. Guide those for whom new opportunities appear and choices must be made. In anticipation, our hearts kneel before you, O God. Receive our humble prayers. God of community and commitment, we pray for wisdom and courage in the year ahead. Strengthen us in our faith and our walk with you to be a lively and committed witness to your love. Draw us into the fellowship of your people and the company of your congregations of faith. And help us all to reach out to our community in faithfulness and service. Guide leaders in our nation and around the world, so that justice and peace may prevail, especially in troubled places and vulnerable lives. Show us all how to honour and protect your creation, even when that takes sacrifice on our part. Receive our humble prayers, and encourage us onward in the name of Jesus our Christ, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.